Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's June 21st, 2016. I am your substitute host, Antoine Bergeron, here with my co-host, Guillaume Junot, or as you know him, Guillaume.
The substitute co-host.
Yeah, substitute co-host.
You know, things are going really bad when it's me and you doing the news. So.
Yeah, two French guys doing the news in an English show, for sure.
Yeah, so if anything goes wrong, any pronunciation goes wrong, we will never know.
Yeah, like I was thinking before, I'm sure Paul's sore throat right now sounds better than us combined anyway. So he should still have done the show.
I even have sore throat, but just a little bit because of AC, I guess, because summer is picking up and temperature are rising. We're using AC a lot, so I guess we're all sick, but we're the two most healthy of the bunch.
Yes, not saying much.
Okay.
Okay, so right into events. First one is the Taco Ball in Montreal on June 3rd. That's a Guild Ball tournament, a casual Guild Ball tournament I'm running at the Gamers Vault new location at the 1515 Dessel Street location. It's open for 16 places. Half of them are already taken. It's a casual tournament, so we don't have prize for the first place, but there will be certificates. And every entry will go into a random draw pool. So we'll have prize. Participation prize instead.
That's cool.
You're taking 16... part into it, I think.
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm painting my brewers right now to participate. Like you said, it's three rounds, 16 players, so it doesn't add up. But like you said, there's no top players. I mean,
yeah, we'll go to tiebreakers.
Tiebreakers for bragging rights, but after that, otherwise, I think it's gonna be a fun event because it's really aiming for that.
Yes.
You said that June 3rd, it's
July 3rd. That's true. Yeah. That's true. July 3rd. Next up, we have the next two you have heard us talk about them often. So first, Capital City Bloodbath, August 19th to 21st at the EY Center in Ottawa. It's a big 3D event run by Canhammer and the OnePlus Armor crew. It's the Age of Sigmar, 40K, War Machine Horde, X-Wing, Batman miniature game. They even have a garage sale. So you can follow all the information about the schedule and the registration and everything at their website at capitalcitybloodbath.com. We'll have a link in the show notes. After that, we have the Quebec City Open that will be on September 23rd to 25th. It's in Quebec City at the Quebec Inn Hotel. Lots of 40K, some X-Wing, three different War Machine Orders events, some Age of Sigmar, and a painting contest run by Terry Hussar. So you can find all the information about that in the link we have in the show notes.
I like that things are going on in the capital cities, in the both Ontario and Quebec. That's cool.
Yes.
Yay, Canada!
On to our non-crowdfunding news. First up, Avalanche of War now officially support the 19th project. They will. They now have a list of compatible product for the game and will be going forward and creating a new product that fit the 19th range and requirement for models.
Okay, that's what they meant by the support 9th Age, that they will develop new products.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and right now on their website, they made a list of all their existing products that do fit existing units or model in the 9th Age game.
Yeah, I know that some people were already using them, but like before the fall of Warhammer, it was like looked at in a with the evil eye, like don't. Some people were encouraging that, some others were more cold to the idea.
Yeah.
But now that it's dead, the free reign. I mean, I'm sure they're more than welcome by the team of 9th Age.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's a huge boon to their project having a real and existing company.
Yeah.
Providing models for them.
And Avatars of War make kick-ass miniatures.
Yeah, for sure.
After that, we have Ninja Divisions announcing the June releases for Relic Knights and Ninja All-Stars on their website. Care to expand?
Yes. So for Ninja All-Star, they have Karura, which is a character for the Tenkyo clan. So it's a single model coming with this card. So not a big release, but it's still interesting. If I'm not mistaken, it's one of the models that was in the Kickstarter. So it's coming now to general release. After that, you have two new units for Relic Knights. And those are not just a new model for stuff that was unreleased. It's the new model for the next book. So it's completely new stuff we have not heard about yet. So the first up are the Faust Devils. It's a three-man unit of supporter for Asger Faust. I think the model you painted during Liz's class, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so he's kind of a crime lord or something, or a crime boss, and those are his henchmen.
They cranked up the level like they said they would. I'm looking at the minis and the very nice stuff.
Yeah, and those are the official painted stuff, and they look sharp.
Yes.
Yeah. Now that they are cast in quality in resin instead of the basic plastic they had before, mm-hmm. It's a big change.
Yeah, they are a bit larger than they used to be also. Like, yeah, they're easily 35.
Yeah, they fill their base more than the plastic guys I have right now.
Yeah, awesome.
That's
sports.
For sure. Yeah, cool. And next up is Rouse Fixer. It's a single model for the Radiant faction, which means they work for the three good aligned color in the game. It's how do you call that? A small squirrel man, maybe?
It's mouse. It's squirrel? Rocket. It's Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy. Basically, it's Rocket.
Maybe okay. I had Ratchet from a Ratchet and Clank game in mind.
Small, furry, anthropomorphic animal with big ears and big guns, and is a mechanic.
Yeah. So, I think same it's idea. Interesting. It's
yes.
How they mention him? It's a scrappy nomad that commands impressive technical skill and tactical offense. So, an easy model to enter for maybe. Probably healing mechs or stuff like that, repairing mechs, and having some maybe AoEs. I don't know. We'll see his card soon enough, probably when the book release, or when people get their hand on the model, because the cards come with them anyway. So we'll know soon enough. After that, Dust Studio or Dust Model or Paolo Parente Dust. I don't know what name to use now.
Dust 1947.
Yeah. I've released the Babylon Walkers. Yom, I'll let you go on.
Wow, yeah, it's the core walker that you would find in the the old Babylon Kickstarter that has yet to deliver. So now you can, if you go directly to the site, you can buy those three, like one for each of the main faction. So those three core walkers. And yes, I said that because I'm still waiting for my products.
So yeah, you were part of the Kickstarter, but you have not received anything yet.
No. Oh, wow. That's money in the bank. No, that's the contrary of money in the bank. It's money I spent and never saw the. And in the meantime, the game died in Montreal.
Yeah, because of that.
Yay, I'm so happy. So at some point, I will receive those models. But if the game is still going on in your corner of the world where you are, listeners, well, you can bolster your forces with those Babylon Walkers.
Yeah, and as always, they come in their basic prime version and the Babylon pattern painted by the company. So you have two options.
Yay. After that, from Megalith Games, we have release for Godslayer. What's Nemesis One? Nemesis One, they released, I don't know how to spell that, Kaidoime? And the Chimera. It seems to be, is this an expansion?
Okay, it's a combo box. It's a new line they are launching of box set containing an hero and a monster, and a line of scenarios that goes with them.
Ah, okay.
So you can play this basic scenario with the character against a monster, but they will also have fully functioning cards and fully functioning scenarios to integrate them in your Gunslinger Warbands. So you have the character with his profile, or also as a warlord, which is, I think, their kind of general or warcaster for the game. And the monster also come in two variants, one as a juvenile one, and one representing an experienced creature. So that's a lot of option for a single box.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first one in that line, so I don't know what will be coming on after that. So the first one, I used the Japanese translation, but as that game is mostly British Empire, it's British or European inspired. I'm sure it's not the right name. But it's she looks like maybe a mix between a Celtic and a Roman gladiator.
She looks like maybe. A gladiator, yes.
Yeah. Or Spartan inspired, maybe. Or Hellenic inspired, with the small leg protector and the round shield and the short sword. So, kind of fit that style.
Yeah, she's all right.
Mm-hmm. And a big chimera. So, not my favorite chimera model, I must say.
Well, if I'm entitled to an opinion, not mine either.
That's fine. You are entitled to one.
Just thinking with my old Warhammer mind, it looks like a mount for like some Slanish warlord something.
Yeah, I can see the link there.
Because it's all weird and malformed. Yeah, deformed. All right. Okay.
After that, we have some new release for the Batman miniature game and Marvel miniature game by Night Models. So, yeah. A bunch of models as usual. They're putting their monthly line. So we have Jean Grey, Emma Frost, Hulk, the Joker, and Robotic dolls from the Batman. What's that? The Dark Knight Return series. Also, Carrie Kelly and the Sons of Batman from the same line, and Oliver Queen.
Yeah, so it's really releases each for the Marvel line and the DC line.
Yeah. Must be honest, I'm not a big fan of that Joker model.
I haven't read weird. The... like old beefy, right?
Yeah. I haven't read the Dark Knight Returns, and that look probably fit right into it, but I'm not used to that look. I haven't read the comic, so it just looked like puffy and
yeah. I'm sure big. They're faithful, but I don't remember him being that buff. Yeah, I really don't remember him looking like that.
Yeah,
but I'm sure they are faithful to the image.
Oh, probably they always are. So
yeah, they always are spot on. Good.
My favorite model from that line is probably the Jean Grey one. She's simple, but the model is cool.
Yeah, no, there's something cool going on with that model. Like she's powering up or something like that. Yep. All right, next. We have Zorak the Smasher by Bloodkeep Miniatures. Is there a game going with that? Because the model is absolutely kick-ass.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's just collector or if you can include him in a game of Ninth Age, maybe.
Yeah,
it's
I
like
think
a
the,
big Minotaur the, guy.
Yeah, I think they are doing proxy models, so Puri as a Minotaur or a demon, maybe.
Wow, the pose is really cool.
Yeah.
Like, he's charging... like just about to hit you with his spiky shield. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, really nice model. He's pretty big, going up to 5 inches high, about. So it's cool, but still a regular gaming size is on a 50 millimeter base, which is usual for that size of monster.
it's a beautiful, huge model. Yeah, could be too bad that Priority Press not too fond of proxies, because I could see him in the Circle Army.
Oh,
No, the
yes.
running pose, like the charging pose, is really well done. No, anyway, I like it.
Next up, released by Puppets War, the Rolling Slaughter. So, Yom, you think you would use that on your models?
Absolutely. It says that it's designed to fit 28 mm tabletop war games. It looks like a death roller for 40k orcs to
Yeah,
put
and
on
Puppets
battle
Wars
wagons.
do mostly 40k equipment or alternate weapons and stuff like that. So it's most appropriately, most assuredly for orcs.
It's pretty cool. I can really see myself buying that and putting that on my battle wagons. Totally.
Yeah, a quick and affordable piece to 12 euros. It's not too bad for the size of that and the detail in it.
Yeah, I know, it looks really cool. It beats the look of many the we've seen in the throughout the years. Like people like doing like homemade custom stuff that look just like a piece of cardboard.
Oh yes, for
No,
sure.
it's pretty cool. It looks the part.
Onto our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. First up, we have War Games Bakery, who are releasing their Bezier III, the Texturus. It's the third Bezier Kickstarter. And what it is, it's a texture stamp to do bases and custom bases and stuff like that. So it's their third Kickstarter. They have a bunch of new stamps or improved stamps. And they are a cool design as usual.
Looking at the examples they gave, you can do like very high level stuff. Like the look is on par with what you would buy from a Secret Weapon or Dragonforge.
Yeah, they are more detailed than the APC Puku we have, or probably maybe not more detailed, but less simple. Like the APC Puku, they have simple base and accent stamps, and you need to do some working
Yeah, you have to
on your
mix.
own. Yeah, while those come ready-made, you probably have less options, but it's more done for you. So less jump on your part.
And that thing keeps you from adding more details once it's the first layer is dry, also, to
Absolutely.
differentiate them. But wow, nice. Yeah, pretty cool,
Yeah. And the
pretty
price is
cool.
pretty affordable. It's £5 for one stamp.
Yeah, and it goes. I was looking at the prices, it goes accordingly, also, like £20 for 4 pads.
Yeah, you get a break only at 21 pads.
Yeah,
There you get a discount.
you get
So
one free pad,
if you
£100.
need that many, okay, that's fine. You can get them for sure. And they also you also get starts to get stretch goal only at that level, also at £100. So it's probably a pledge to spread with other people, you know. Or if you want the old line. I cannot see like regular gamer buying so many stamps. That's like for a club maybe, or somebody, or
Mostly,
a commission painter that do the bases for his client at the same time. That could be an interesting
investment, yep.
investment, yeah. So this Kickstarter is going until Sunday, July 17th. They are already 16 times their past their stretch their basic goal, so they are in the stretch goal unlocking land right now. So don't hesitate, you can go for it. And it's also their eighth created Kickstarter, the third one for Bezier, so you're fine. They will deliver.
Kickstarter King. Wow, 8 Kickstarters. All right, next up, we have HSD Anthro Sci-Fi Miniatures. And it's basically sci-fi miniatures, but with anthropomorphic characters.
Yes.
So they look cool. It's like in I was thinking of Infinity.
Yeah,
In
because you
the
have that
Nomads
in your
faction, you have a lot of
Nomads.
people like that that go under surgery to have like animal features added to them. Basically, that's the same thing you have here. So yeah, human form, but animals, and cool sci-fi look also. Like the first one is
Indeed.
pretty cool. It's like a feline centaur guy
Yeah.
with an assault rifle. Pretty cool.
Yes. And from reading through the Kickstarter spam, you'll be able to build your model, your custom figure based on the different kit they will have and that they will unlock. So different type of animals, different
Yeah,
weapon,
see.
different equipment.
So it
So,
would be multi-piece,
yeah.
possible. Wow.
Either that or they will be custom printed for you. I'm not sure which one it is. Either case, you can choose what you want.
Oh, they look cool. I like them.
Yes. And they're based on an RPG, HCSVNT Draconis. It's existing anthropomorphized sci-fi RPG out there, and they are doing a line to go for other projects, other games or anything, but also to supplement their own game at the same time.
Okay.
It's a cool product.
The Kickstarter, for those interested, is running until July 10th. And they are not funded yet, but as we speak, they have 19 days to go, so
And they're already at seven,
yeah.
70%, so they will probably get there.
Yes.
Next up, we have Armored Syndicate by Megaton Game. I don't know if you've looked at it, Yom, but it's a
Quickly.
post-apocalyptic sci-fi game, skirmish with mercs and money in the desert of the 22nd century, as they say. And the model look cool.
They do look cool.
Their mechs, the big round mech in
Yep.
the intro picture. Wow.
Oh, they're doing a comic book to go with them with it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so the models look cool and the setting is post-apoc, so another point for them. The big mech looks really cool. Wow. Okay, it's a
Yeah, you
nice
can
sci-fi look.
get him as an add-on for 44 pounds, so it's not cheap, but he's big and he's really detailed. So wow, looks cool.
I like the androids guy.
Yeah.
And just the poses of the humans also are pretty nice, like interesting poses.
Yeah, and they have small service bot too, like small repair. They look like walking toads, but robot toads almost. With arms and prosthetic, and you will probably like that. If you go down the page, there's a rabbit, a robotic rabbit, grilling what looks like a sci-fi rabbit.
Yeah, I can't see him. Okay. What the hell? Yeah.
As a rabbit enthusiast as you are, I'm sure that one might interest you.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. The face is like if you took the face of the head of how do you say mascot? Like a team mascot. It's like like a robot that put her head of a mascot on this.
I'm sure you could come out with some funky paint scheme for it.
Looks like a weird game.
There's also a bunch of terrain available, and you can get stuff at different level for cheaper, depending on how much you get. As usual, it's a Kickstarter. You know how that works.
Yeah, like containers, they are a bit pricey but you have like more detailed terrain, like the vending machine and stuff like that. Those are harder to find and always costly anyway. So I think the prices all right.
So if you're interested, you have until July 7th. So it's a shorter Kickstarter. It's already funded, double their funding goal, so they're already unlocking new stuff. And so keep an eye out.
Cool. The last one from Red Panda Miniatures is Wonder. I've seen this one on the web quite a lot because I hang
Eat
out in
Folly.
Shibi
Yeah.
in Shibi groups. Yeah, so it's the Kickstarter from Head Folly. Once again, anthropomorphic characters with a really
Fantasy this time.
fantasy this time, very cartoonish look, very awesome look. Because if you're, yeah, that's why it connects with the people who love Shibi, because they have a very cartoonish look, and they are the sculpts are very well done. The look
Yes.
and the, and once again, like the characters that, like the feel of the model, is really like strong. Yeah, very interesting designs.
And they do paint well because we've seen the first model they did with a Roland, which is a fox, I think, or a red panda, maybe.
I
Yeah,
think it's a
it's a
red
red panda
panda.
based on the company name. And he had some cast of it. One he made that Elizabeth Beckley painted for the as a studio model. But also he had three other adaptable available at Adepticon for people who went and had a secret code he announced before. And they could get those. And I've seen some of them painted also, on top of the one Liz painted. And they all look good. So I'm sure they will be a blast to paint. I like painting cartooning characters and animals too, because you have more freedom on the colors and stuff. So
They don't cost too much, I think. I don't think they cost too much. The
yeah, the
price is
basic
right
pledge
for what they are.
is $50 for five of those plus any unlocked. So they're about $10 each, which is not too bad. They are not for a game right now. However, I've mentioned that he is working on something. So right now they're not for the game, but if you have them, they will work for the game once it's released.
And in a way, they will fit so many games.
Yes, for sure.
You can proxy them in so many games. Frostgrave is one. Super Dungeon is another one. I mean, Endless Fantasy is another one. I mean, the possibilities are there because the look is really, really cool.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm looking at just the renders, and you can see the surfaces. Yes, like very inviting to paint. That thing, and we've seen the product, but just by looking at the renders, you can see what you can do with it. Great stuff. Where are they? They have a long way to go.
Well, they
It
launched
ends.
this afternoon,
Yeah,
so.
they end on July 15. Because I've seen all the promos, right? So to me, it's been a while, but yeah, they have until July 15. The goal is really easy to reach. It's only 6,000, and they started today, and they're already like a
They're
quarter in.
past 1300s, yeah, almost a quarter in, so for not even 12 hours, that's good.
Yeah, they're gonna reach it for sure. So we'll just see after that for the expand, but not the expansion, but the add-ons and the unlocks.
Yeah, because he mentioned having some character already in line and ready to add when they unlock them.
I
There
mean, the
are more
possibilities
coming.
are the Animal Kingdom, right?
Yes,
The
for sure.
possibilities are endless. Like you wanna, like you, those that are given, like a, the tank is a turtle.
Yes,
Tank
and
guy.
we
His
don't
name is
see that
Tank.
on the main picture of the video, but when you look at it, he only has one arm. He lost his other arm, so it's really just a
A
tank. It's a
tank.
tank with spike. He doesn't have a weapon. Yeah, lots of character in the models, for sure. And he also went a bit against stereotype. Like the wolf is not a warrior; it's a ranger, and a long range a range range ranger. Wow, that's hard to say for a French guy. So he has a crossbow, it's not a close combat character. So that's cool. So if anybody wants in, as Guillaume already mentioned, you still have 3 weeks to get in. And if anybody has extra money and want to send a gift toward the guy for Geeks of the North, I would be really happy to get some of those, I must say. I think it's the first time I call for a free model, but those I would jump on.
This is a start to everything.
Yeah.
Right? Antoine coming for free stuff.
Yeah. And that's about it, Kim. Anything you want to mention or add?
No, I just want to apologize for the listeners.
Yeah, for the Frenchiness of this recording.
Yeah, because the usual hosts are really on point normally, right? Right. But at the time, I didn't know what I was talking about. So sorry if this is not the best newscast, guys.
Well, that will be fine. So thanks a lot, Guillaume. Thanks a lot, Guillaume. And I'll see you in the recording for the main show soon.
Yes.
So bye, geeks.
Bye out.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve. And if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Game Huntress. Wherever there's XP or achievements, The Game Huntress blog will always be on the hunt. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.